Strange but true.
Bad Disguise. All about a man, a schoolgirl, and a robbery. The objective of most disguises is to confuse people, and it's a skill that requires expert training. Good disguise artists can completely change their face and appearance. However, others aren't so good, such as the star of our little story, Brian Rogers. One of the most famous disguise artists in history was Ralph Burgess, an Englishman from the early 20th century. He would often disguise himself as a priest, a soldier, or an elderly man in order to rob people. His disguises were brilliant, and he carefully changed the way he spoke, walked, and acted in order to make the disguise more convincing. His plan was simple. First he would put on one of his disguises. Then he would knock on the door of a rich country home and explain how his car had broken down. He would use all his charm to win them over, and his appearance would help. Once inside the house, he would ask for a glass of water. Then, while the kind old lady or gentleman was getting it, Ralph would steal the family silver and put it in a large case that he had with him. In all his life, he never had to use violence, and he became popularly known as the Sparrow. Just before his death, he wrote a letter of confession, which he left to his son, who was completely ignorant of the true identity of his father. Ralph was an example of a brilliantly clever and dedicated disguise artist. A more recent thief, Brian Rogers, was somewhat less successful. 38-year-old Brian was caught by police after snatching a handbag from an elderly lady in the street. A police officer who arrested him explained what happened. "I was walking down the high street when this very distraught lady came up to me with a story of a man who had just robbed her bag. She was very nervous, and she had some story about a man who was dressed as a schoolgirl and wearing a short skirt. I didn't really believe her at first, but I put out a call anyway for a large man dressed as a schoolgirl, and it didn't take long before we found him. We discovered him in a railway station toilet, and sure enough, he was dressed as a schoolgirl. He had on a very short skirt and a blonde wig that was falling off. I must say it wasn't the most successful disguise I've ever seen. He had a 5 o'clock shadow and very hairy legs, which you could see beneath his skirt. And from a distance you could tell that something was wrong, because he is over 1 meter 90 centimeters, which is tall for a woman, let alone a 12-year-old schoolgirl," the police officer explained. During questioning, we asked Brian about his disguise. He told us that he knew the disguise was ridiculous and unconvincing, but the idea was to confuse his victims so they would only remember the clothes. And it's true. This man robbed more than 25 people, and none of them could describe him accurately, except to say that he was a tall, hairy man dressed up as a schoolgirl. So, in a way, his disguise was quite effective. Brian is now serving an 8-year prison sentence in a men's prison.